Mark, first and foremost, a very satisfying afternoon for the team.
Yeah, great afternoon. I mean, we were electric from the off. I thought we were superb. We took a thoroughly deserved 2-0 lead, and they got a man sent off, and maybe we took our foot off the pedal a little bit. But we created numerous chances today, and on another day it could have been 6 or 7. And from 1 to 11, we were 7, 8, 9 out of 10 today.
How much did the early sending off change the game, or because you were well in control by that point?
I think we were actually playing better when it was 11v11, because sometimes it can have a negative effect on both teams, because you think, oh, 10 men, we can rest on our laurels a little bit, and we slowed the game down a little bit. But credit to us, second half we were superb, and like I said, we could have had a lot more to our tally in the end.
I lost count of how many fullbacks you actually played against today, because there were so many reshuffles. Barragán started, then Fabio and Chambers and all sorts. But whoever it was, you had a pretty good personal day today. How would you sum it up personally?
Yeah, I was delighted, especially my 250th league appearance today. I forgot about that actually until someone reminded me after. But yeah, absolutely delighted. It was I was due a goal. Great to get a goal and assist, and unlucky not to get a few more assists. So yeah, really pleased with my individual performance. But the most important thing was the 3 points today. Buzzing for the fans, the staff, the players who's worked tirelessly throughout the season, and we deserve that today.
That's a real Mark Pugh trademark goal, that one today, isn't it? I remember the one like West Ham last season was almost exactly copyrighted, that one.
Yeah, it was very similar, yeah. They were both special moments. Any Premier League goal's a great feeling, and hopefully I have a lot more to add now.
The left side, yourself and Charlie back in tandem, he obviously got a rather unorthodox free kick goal today as well, but the threat down the left hand side today, you two really seem to have clicked again.
Yeah, we know how each other plays, and we play together really well. Charlie's a great footballer, and he knows my game inside out, and I know his inside out, and our rotations is it's quite difficult to deal with when we're on song, and it helps with the link play. I thought our front two were superb today. The work rate, they didn't give the centre halves any time on the ball at all, and they press from the front, and again we had to back that up from midfield, and our back four we were all in sync today, and it was a joy to play in.
Just give us an idea what the difference it makes as a winger when you've got two lads like King and Afobe in the form they're in at the minute, in the middle, waiting to take the chances.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're out and out goal scorers, but not only that, they've got a lot more to the game. They hold the ball up really well. They've got the threat in behind, the pace and power, and they're in a rich vein of form at the moment.
You've got four teams left, obviously, in the bottom half of the table. How do you view the survival battle at the moment? 38 points, a lot of people think, will be enough. How do you view it in the table?
We want as many points as possible. There's no reason why we can't finish in the top half. It's so close, and we've got some big games coming. We've got to look up the table and not down it behind us, because that can have a negative effect. And today we did that. Other teams in around us, your Hulls, your Swansea, won, I think, today. So it's another massive boost, and the gap's getting bigger now with less games left. I think it's, 8 points with our goal difference, 7 points if you want to too into it. But we're buzzing with today, and we can enjoy our weekend now, and prepare for next week for another tough game against Sunderland.